Heritage. Our Heritage. A program about who we are, where we come from, and our aspiration. Hello and welcome to Our Heritage, a program that talks about who we are, where we come from, and our destiny as Africans. We are coming to you from Channel Africa, from Johannesburg, South Africa. You're with me, Sydney Katunga Fury. Every first week of the month, Channel Africa will seek to look at the histories of the countries making the 54 nations of the African Union. In Our Freedom, Our Heritage, we'll look at the early inhabitants of each country, from pre-colonial to their post-colonial history, as we hear the struggles, triumphs, and the rise from colonization to independence.
Soldiers from this French countries under French occupation, they took part to the Second World War, and
program this week, we look at Algeria. Who were the early inhabitants of Algeria? What caused the major wars in Algeria, and who were involved? In Algeria, in the eyes of Professor Lahidi Zahlami, we hear a narration of a rich history of a people that went through several conquests, including the latest one that lasted until early 1960s. Stay tuned as Professor Lahidi Zahlami from the University of Algiers takes us through the chronological order of the Algerian road to freedom. We are on DSTV Audio Bouquet 802 to Southern Africa, on internet www.channelafrica.co.za. We are also on satellite past 10 and Twitter on Twitter handle @OHChannelAfrica.
الاعمار حزب الثوار وحنا محينا الاستعمار حزب الثوار ومعاهم هانت الاعمار
باتو ريفولوشنريز. And talking about revolutionaries, Algeria is one of the countries that have fought wars of freedom and managed to help many revolutionaries across the continent. This is a country where the legendary South African freedom fighter Nelson Mandela is believed to have attained his military training. Much of the history of Algeria has taken place on the fertile coastal plain of North Africa, which is famously known as the Maghreb. Legend has it that North Africa served as a transit region for people moving towards Europe or Middle East. It further says that the early inhabitants have been influenced by populations from other areas.
According to historians, there were the Berbers. The Berbers were the original inhabitants of the country, and they were divided into two branches, if I may say so.
Professor Laidi Zaklami is from the University of Algiers. He begins by laying the foundation of the Algerian early conquest.
My country came under the control of the Vandal Kingdom. Of course, we conquered Algeria from the Vandals, and it incorporated into Praetorian Prefecture of Africa. And of course, we have the Carthaginians, the Romans, and the Vandals. And later on, the region was conquered by the Muslims in the early 8th century and broke off from the Umayyads after the revolt in 740. So during the Ottoman Empire, Algeria became an important state in the Mediterranean Sea, and it was a maritime power in that part of the region.
You are listening to Our Heritage, coming to you from Channel Africa, the African perspective in Johannesburg, South Africa. In the program this week, we begin a once-off monthly series of histories of African countries. Every first week of the month, we will seek to look at the histories of the countries making the 54 nations of the African Union. In our freedom, our heritage, we will look at the early inhabitants of each country, from pre-colonial to their post-colonial history, as we hear their struggles, triumphs, and their rise from colonization to independence. This week, we are in Algeria. Earlier, you heard the voice of Professor Laidi Zaklami from the University of Algiers. He laid the foundation of the Algerian early conquests. Algeria, officially the People's Democratic Republic of Algeria, is the largest country by total area in Africa and in the Arab world. It is bordered to the northeast by Tunisia, to the east by Libya, to the southeast by Niger, to the southwest by Mali, Mauritania, and Western Sahara, and to the west by Morocco.
According to historian, there were the Berbers. The Berbers were the original inhabitants of the country, and they were divided into branches, if I may say so. We have the Amazigh and we have the Barnes. And of course, the main and the largest tribes or people are Sanhaja, Hawara, Zanata, Masmuda, Kutama. Each tribe is having its own subtribes. So, but basically, those are the main tribes that were the inhabitants of Algeria. And of course, they emerged from West Africa, from Spain, from Egypt, from Senegal, from Mali, from Niger, from all over the part of Africa, and came to Algeria to concentrate their presence in Algeria. And then afterwards, we have the invasion of Banu Hilal in the 11th century, and that came also more from the Bedouin Emirates. The original inhabitants, they speak Tamazir, which is some kind of local language close to the Arabic as well as the other language. So we have the Tamazir, and within the Tamazir we have the Shawi, we have the Mozabit, we have also the south of Algeria. We have people like now we have in Mali, Niger, Mauritania, and also Burkina Faso and Libya. We have those people speak their own dialect, but most of it is composed of Tamazight. So the Tamazight has four or five variants: the Shawi, the Mozabit, We have the Targi, and that's exactly what the word I was looking for. Tuareg and Tuareg Targi, which are dispersed in, as I said earlier, in Mali, in Niger, in Mauritania, in Burkina Faso, in Libya. And of course, we have also the Shlouh. And so there are four or five variants of the language, of the Kamajit language. But of course, without forgetting the Arabic. ما فادت بيعه ناصرنا الرب القهار حزب الثوار ومعاهم هانت الاعمار حزب الثوار. You are listening to Our Heritage, coming to you from Channel Africa, the African perspective in Johannesburg, South Africa. In the program this week, we begin a once-off monthly series of histories of African countries. Every first week of the month, we will seek to look at the histories of the countries making the 54 nations of the African Union. In Our Freedom, Our Heritage, we will look at the early inhabitants of each country, from pre-colonial to their post-colonial history, as we hear the struggles, triumphs, and their rise from colonization to independence. This week, we're in Nigeria. Earlier, you heard the voice of Professor Laidi Zakami from the University of Algiers. He laid the foundation of the Algerian early conquest. Phoenician traders arrived on the North African coast in 900 BC and established Carthage in present-day Tunisia in 800 BC. It is believed that that period, to a little later, the Berber civilization was already at the stage in which agriculture and other activities had started. This was after the fall of the Western Roman Empire and the Byzantine Empire, which was the Eastern Roman Empire. For several centuries, Algeria was ruled by the Romans. The French invaded Algeria in 1830. Since then, many insurrections and revolts have taken place in many parts of the country asking for independence. Algeria, 8th century, was under Ottoman authority, and they were invited to come to Algeria, and the Ottoman Empire lasted for three centuries until 1827. So, until 1827, Algeria and North Africa, Algiers, Tunis, Tripoli, and Morocco were, of course, were part of one way or the other part of Ottoman Empire. And the Ottoman Empire was more heavily present in Algeria. And afterwards, there was a problem between, at that time, what we call the leader of Algeria, and there was a row with the French counterpart. And it was a pretext for the French to invade Algeria in 1830, in July, because the Ottoman Empire vessels and all their fleet were collapsed in 1827. That is to say, the Ottoman Empire could not come to rescue Algerians, and the French are aware that what happened to the Ottoman Empire. So they took the opportunity and came on the 5th of July to invade Algeria. That's exactly for afterward. And then, of course, they come from the harbor of Sidi Farj, which is about 20 kilometers west of Algiers, the capital.
From May the 8th, 1945, to September 1959, the revolutionary insurrections affected the French in Algeria. Professor Zakami chronologically highlights the state of Algerian struggle for independence.
In 1945, when the French invaded Algeria in 1830, there were a series of revolts and insurrections against French presence. it was not easy for them to invade fully the country in very short time. So there was series of insurrection in Syria, and at that time we have one of the leader of that time, it was Emir, the Prince Abdul Qadir, who fought the French. Firstly, in addition to that, we have insurrection in the south of Algeria with Boubaghla, with Al Mukrani. There are so many Algerian leaders who refused the presence of the French colonization. And that is to say that Algerians were not happy with the presence of the French colonization. And there was, as you mentioned, the rise of Algerian nationalism. And why there was 8th of May 1945? Because there was a pledge from the French, from the Allies, that they asked the Algerians, as well as other countries from Africa, to stand with them against Hitler, on the condition that once they won the war against Hitler and Mussolini, they give them back the independence. So Algerians were so happy to take part with the French and other allies against Hitler. But unfortunately, when the war was over, France did not keep their promise, and that was, there was a series of protests and manifestation and demonstration by the press, by the Algerians, to ask for solution for political and for their independence. But unfortunately, the French army were violently, well, savagely killed them, at least 45,000 citizens, ordinary people, civilians were killed on the 8th of May 1945. Start with, we have to recall that Algerian political parties existed since 1926. And so there is, as I said, there was a rise of Confucianism and Algerian nationalism and resistance against the French presence. Of course, when there was some attempt to get involved, or what we call assimilation, some party asked for the assimilation with the French, and other took the radical solution. No way, we have to fight. And of course, what happened in the result was, in 1945, when we had the massacre, that so Algerians realized that there is no solution but the war. And from that started to prepare for the war, the revolution, on the 1st of November 1945. 1944, it was the first bullet launched by the Algerian Revolution under the authority of National Liberation Front. Of course, while we have what we call at that time the beginning, the debut of Algerian Liberation Army, it was composed of some voluntary with very modest arms, but armory, but there was a lot of determination to fight the French. Philippe Zil, that's the French name of what is the name now, Sigda, and it's located in the north of Constantine. Again, Constantine is the capital of Algeria. This is in the east part. Why there was this insurrection on the 20th, as you said, on the 20th of August 1965? Those who decided, and the leader was at that time, or that region, was Ziroud Youssef, in order to release the pressure on French were so heavily present in Oras, which is the birth of the revolution. And Oras is Batna, the capital, the main city is Batna. So there was a heavy French presence in Batna, in the region of Oras. So in order to release the pressure from the French, Ziroud Youssef launched this operation, and in order, as I said, to give more opportunity, another space for the revolution to take part in other parts of the country. And unfortunately, there was again a lot of atrocity as a response. The French killed at that time, in reaction, in retaliation to what happened on the 20th of August 1956, the whole military commander and authority, they met discreetly in a place called Ifri, which is in the heart of Kabylia region, where they set up very first Soumam summit that was the real opportunity for all military, all the resistance, all Algerian revolutionary to organize themselves. And at that time, it was the revolution was getting even more mature, more, and people were and the revolution got more support from all branches of the society. And 20th of August 1966, so the birth of the Algerian, I would say, a roadmap for the how to pursue the revolution for the independence, because at that time they set up different organizations, different structure, and different way of organizing the revolution in very, of course, clear way, with the assentment of all those commander and, of course, political figures coming from different parts. Even those from, they have the support from Algerian and militants who are external place, like in Egypt, Morocco, Tunisia, and so forth. And, of course, afterwards, as I said, the revolution won in maturity, won in organization, in efficiency, and they give more pressure. They exert more pressure on the French, French by attacking, by series, and because the revolution has been widely organized, widely implemented, and the French could not stand in more, but just to obey to the rule of negotiation.
جمال الشريعة درنا من الخيان وزيعة ما فادت بيعة.
The beginning of the Algerian Revolution in 1954 was significant progress in the global history of the Cold War. It is believed that the Algerian Revolution vitalized national liberation forces across the colonial world. The natives who resisted the French culture in Algeria were killed. Professor Zaklami looks at the desire that drove the Algerians to fight and gain independence.
Algeria, because it was under French colonization, likewise Morocco, Tunisia, of course, Senegal, and so many African, Western African countries, Mali, of course, Burkina Faso, Niger, Chad, and so forth. So many people, many of course, soldiers from this French countries under French occupation, they took part to the Second World War, and as I said, 1935, 1939 to 1945. But with the pledge that the French promised to give us, when we refer to the French Revolution, 1789. They spoke about freedom, about brotherhood, about liberty. And of course, as a matter of fact, for Algeria, when the French colonization took part in Algeria, started in 1833, Algeria, as a matter of fact, as I said to you, were a powerful maritime harbor and nation. So, and we have, of course, our own potential agriculture, military, and we were so developed. But the French, when they came in, they tried to change everything, the whole structure. And of course, they deprived all the people from their own foods and so forth. And that's what makes the Algerians unhappy about the attitude of French colonization. And likewise, 19, as I said, we had so many insurrections throughout the country since the French came, 1830. Then we have some revolt, local, etc. But the main revolution opposition started in 1950. And of course, we have to appreciate one of the thinkers, the supporter of the Algerian Revolution, was, of course, one of the philosophers from Martinique, from Fanon. People should know. Franz Fanon was the theorist, one of the person who contributed to Algerian Revolution in terms of theory. from Fana, Algeria, owe him a lot of respect, and he contributed. He was one of the masterminds of the Algerian revolution. Not to mention that Algerian militant, Algerian army were present in Tunisia, in Morocco, and of course we have some base in Morocco. And as a matter of fact, so many African fighters from Zimbabwe, from Zambia, from South Africa came for training in Algeria. And we have to remember that even the late Mandela, Nelson Mandela, came to Algeria to learn about the Algerian Revolution. That was in 1958-59. So, and he came to Algeria, and he was, taken in charge by the Algerian combatants. That's to say, the Algerian Revolution has this wide impact worldwide, and we supported, of course, the revolution, and we give money, we give also armor, and we train people in a fighter for their independence in Angola, in Zambia, Zimbabwe, and Rhodesia, and so forth. Because French army was losing many of their members, and they could not stand. And so what happened? There was a putsch in 1958 in Algeria. We call May 1958. And the putsch was opposed to, I would say, the complacency of the French authority. And on the 13th of May 1958, to be more clear, precise, General de Gaulle came to Algeria, and he came and he told them, he promised, we will give you, we have understood you. And in other words, okay, we will give you the independence. And of course, there was some kind of misunderstanding or something, or some kind of vulnerability between the leadership of France. And even the French people who are here, settled here for many decades, will not accept in any way the independence of Algeria. So there was a series of putches here against the French authority, from the French themselves, besides the attack they received from the Algerian combatants. Well, actually, we have to again set the situation in its historical context. We have to appreciate the very positive role played by the Swiss people, and exactly because Switzerland was so attached to Algerian fighter, was the USA. Of course, as you may remember, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, he pledged and he claimed the independence of Algeria before the United Nations General Assembly in 1957 and 1959. So that is to say, there was a huge diplomatic impact worldwide about the Algerian Revolution. And as such, we have a lot of sympathy from all over the world. We have armies pulling from Yugoslavia, from Czechoslovakia, from the Arab countries, Egypt, Iraq, Syria, and so forth. And of course, a lot of sympathizers from all over the world, especially from Europe. I read the article about Jean-Philippe Kennedy. He was student in Vienna with his assistant Brzezinski, who was later on Security Council assistant. So they were brandishing the pancards asking for the independence of Algeria. And they met the first steps for negotiation started within the place Canton de Vaud. This is in Switzerland. And from that, there was a series of negotiations. And then they officially moved to Evian, which is a city on the other side of Leman Lake in Switzerland, on the French side. That's where we have the first negotiation and discussing about the independence of the country. Well, militants, combatants, ordinary people, they were convinced about the necessity, about they show their determination that they want their independence. because we have already Morocco who gave, let's say, independence as well as Morocco in 1966, I think earlier, and then Tunisia in 1966. So both neighbors of Algeria, from Algeria, got their independence. So Algeria were asking, why don't we have our independence too? And therefore, but unfortunately, in the idea of the French, all their forces to beat and to eradicate Algerian resistance. But of course, because we are right in our position, in our land, and we were absolutely subject to all sorts of discrimination and repression, so we were determined to have our independence because it is the right one. So we fought on the military side, we fought on the political side, we fought on diplomatic side, we fought on even sports, because we have so many Algerian players who were playing for the French teams. They joined the Algerian Liberation National Front. Again, that was a huge victory. That was what we call soft power assets that allowed the whole world to know about Algerian case, Algerian revolution. So I would say, besides this, the action on the ground and the launches of the revolution that took place in the ground with the mini military operation by the military, by the Algerian combatants, because I said to you, now the revolution after 1966 has its own structure, its own organization, besides the military wing, which was the Algerian Liberation Front. So the Algerian Liberation Army. So it was very organized. And besides, we have the support of United Nations and many countries in the world, Russia, USSR, of course, China, and etc. Self, I was born 22nd of October 1956, and this date marked the first action or operation of hijacking launched by the French soldier against an aircraft which was transporting our leader. That's to say, the piracy, air piracy started with the French themselves in 1956. That's to say, why Algerian revolution had won? Because it was a popular one. That's exactly important. There was the adherence of all population, different, regardless of sex, of region, of age, etc. Because of its popularity, that's why we managed, even so, all people were involved in that revolution. But of course, the leadership was in, there was a kind of coordination between those inside who are fighting the French inside and those who are on diplomatic outside. So inside, of course, there was the National Liberation Front, which was the main authority and the main self-representative of the Algerian in terms of politics, as well as the Algerian Liberation Army. So this, the main forces. Besides this, of course, those who are in outside in Tunisia and in other parts. It was a little bit big euphoria and ceasefire of July, 3rd of July 1962. It was an overwhelming result, about over 80%, 90% for the independence. It was a big euphoria. I remembered I was so kid. I was just 6 years old. The main element that you have to be sincere. You have to believe in your own cause. You have to defend yourself. You have to do it yourself. Okay, it's good to have the support from others, but don't expect from the other what you should have, what you have to do yourself. So exactly, that's why the Algerian Revolution succeeded, because there was self-reliance. And of course, because it was the right thing to do, because we were under colonization. We won't accept it. Needless to say that what the impact of the Algerian revolution, it has worldwide impact all over the world, in Africa, in Asia, in South America, and then afterwards we kept that revolutionary spirit At one time, Algeria was the capital, or what we call it, the mecca of revolutionaries. So all people who are under occupation worldwide, okay, come to Algeria, please. You have free space, free, you have health support. So we have to keep the revolutionary spirit alive. Even now, 2022, that's what we should do. And what we see now within the African Union, the spirit of independence, the spirit of decolonization seems to fade away. That's why about just a few weeks ago, a few days ago, Algeria, South Africa, Nigeria, and Ethiopia have set up a group of four in order to revive the spirit of independence, the spirit of decolonization, the spirit of liberty of independence, that we should keep in for long. If we don't do that, we will be under occupation again, because colonization is not only having military within you. It can be cultural, it can be political, it can be economical. That's why it is more urgent than before that we should be we should fight for your independence, and your independence cannot be fully complete if we are not guaranteeing free access to your people, freedom of speech, social justice, freedom of the press, of course, opportunity to all of the members of the society. We do not have to exclude them from, give everyone chance to hear, everyone has to feel that he is part of his own country. That we should review our principle, our value of independence, of humanity, of decolonization. حزب الثوار وحنا محينا الاستعمار
And that was our first episode in this series, Our Freedom, Our Heritage. We were on DSTV Audio Bouquet 802 to Southern Africa, on Twitter handle OH Channel Africa, and internet on www.channelafrica.co.za. We are also on satellite bus 10. Be there early next month when we come again with yet another episode of another country in the continent. You heard a narration of the Algerian history from Professor Laidi Zakhlami from the University of Algiers in Algeria. From me, Sydney Katunga Piri, I bid you goodbye.
صرنا الرب القهار حزب الثوار ومعاهم هانة الأعمار حزب الثوار وحنا محينا الاستعمار في جبل القبائل العمير وش شجيع وصايل في حرب وهايل شاعل في العديان النار حزب الثوار ومعاهم هانة الأعمار حزب الثوار وحنا محينا الاستعمار